They always talk about Africa.
Why?
Why? But they've never been down in Africa.
Tell me.
So they don't know what happens in Africa.
Why?
They talk about Africa in their songs. And they talk about Africa when they campaign.
To
win campaigns and sell songs. They don't understand.
It's not fair.
Why?
It's not fair.
What happened to the road to Africa?
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
But
it's not fair.
Black Africans tell me so. No, the president. I was born down in Africa, raised in Africa, brought up in a system of bad leadership in Africa. The wars all over Africa, poverty and hunger, systems were created by the conquerors of Africa. The land was so beautiful, the ladies were so beautiful, the climate that the rest of the world keeps desiring. The Americans, the British and the French were the conquerors. They took our sisters and brothers for slavery. They took all the valuables, the gold and the diamonds. They left us with a system that could not favor humanity. They set up many conflicts between tribes and countries to create a big market for weapons at least. So if you notice, the biggest market of weapons is in Africa. Our systems are created by the conquerors of Africa. They talk about Africa to sell their songs. They talk about Africa to win their campaigns.
It's not fair.
They talk about Africa.
Yet they've never been down in Africa. Oh, ah. Oh, ah. It's not fair.
They talk about Africa.
They compare it with America. Oh, ah. Oh,
I was born in Uganda, raised in Kampala. I did my music and now I'm known all over the whole world. The industry is crazy, promoters are so daring. They keep on bringing singers from Europe and America. I'm disturbed with the charges when they come down to Africa. $50,000 a gig down in Africa. Compare it with the charges of the big in the industry. $30,000 a gig in America. I hate to perform in the gigs where the bigs are. They call my act an African act because I'm African. Like to make it clear to the world, my act is world class. I like to make it clear to the world, my act is world class. Bush is a funny guy, he came down to Uganda. He prepared the biggest army I've seen in all my lifetime. The dude is not serious, stopped in Entebbe. But the Marines were 50 miles away in Kampala.
It's not fair, they talk about Africa. Yet they've never been down in Africa. Oh, ah. Oh, ah. It's not fair, they talk about Africa. They compare it with America. Oh, I. Oh, I.
Yo, the rich getting richer while the Africans are hungry. Keeping $1 million account for the sake of pride. Well, I would like to ask Obama a question. Now you're the president, will Africa benefit from you? Unlike the Bushman, Bush has collected all the monies for his family, yet the father had collected enough for the same family. What you gonna use that though, if I may ask ya? When you gonna spend the dough, if I may ask ya?
I would like to ask you.
I would like to ask you.
What's the use of having lots of money, yet you cannot use it?
I
would like to ask you.
I would like to ask you.
Don't you feel so sorry when you hear some kids are pulling
kings
are
falling?
I wanna ask you,
yeah, wanna ask you.
When you hear the topic of Africa and hunger and poverty,
what
you feeling?
I
would like to ask you.
To God,
when you get done with your money, it's not if you're gonna go with it. If you're gonna go with it,
nobody.
If you're gonna go with it in heaven, if you're gonna go with it,
yeah,
it's not fair. They talk about Africa, yet they've never been down in Africa. Oh, ah. Oh, ah. It's not fair. They talk about Africa, they compare it with America. Oh, ah.